Was there a struggle in the president's limousine on January 6th? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Cassidy Hutchinson, a former aide in the White House Chief of Staff's office, told the House January 6th committee on Tuesday that another White House staffer told her what he had heard about an altercation between former President Trump and his security detail when they told him it was too dangerous for him to go to the Capitol.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel.
However, a source close to the Secret Service tells Fox News the two agents in question are prepared to testify that did not happen. The former president on social media says Hutchinson's testimony is fake and what she describes would not have been possible. So far, no word if the January 6th committee will ask the Secret Service agents to testify. In Tuesday's primaries, New York's Governor Kathy Hochul has won the Democratic primary to run for the job she inherited last year, blasting recent Supreme Court decisions on guns and abortion.
We cannot and will not let right-wing extremists set us backwards on all the decades of progress we've made right here.
Congressman Lee Zeldin wins the GOP nomination to try and unseat Hochul.
We have a plan to enact the largest tax cut in the history of the state. We want all New Yorkers to be able to stay, to live here, to thrive, and not have to leave.
Zeldin says New Yorkers are leaving the state because of high crime and the cost of living there. President Biden is in Spain for the NATO summit meeting. Earlier, he met with Spain's president and King Felipe VI. The president also committed more U.S. naval forces to Spanish territorial waters. Another wildfire has erupted in Northern California, this one near the Yuba River in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, forcing hundreds of evacuations. About 500 homes are potentially threatened. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jeffrey Epstein's former confidant, Ghislaine Maxwell, sentenced on Tuesday.
A U.S. district judge in New York rejecting requests from Ghislaine Maxwell's defense to consider their client a victim and hand down a light sentence. Instead, 60-year-old Maxwell got 20 years in prison and a $750,000 fine for delivering teenage girls to be sexually abused by Jeffrey Epstein in a sex trafficking operation over the course of a decade. Epstein, a convicted pedophile, killed himself in his jail cell in 2019 while awaiting trial on his sex trafficking indictment. Maxwell was convicted in December. In court Tuesday, her defense team blamed Epstein for being the mastermind and the abuser. But prosecutors say Maxwell was a key player who herself abused young women.
Fox's Laura Engel, Maxwell's attorney, says she intends to appeal her conviction. The National Transportation Safety Board ruling out several factors in Monday's collision between an Amtrak train and a dump truck in Missouri that left three people dead.
I do not have concerns about mechanical failure about the train, any mechanical issues with the train. We do not have concerns about track. Our concerns are very focused on this grade crossing, the approach to the grade crossing, and survivability after an accident.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the agency recommended grade crossing upgrades in Missouri 24 years ago, but there's been no action taken. Former Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of Nebraska has been sentenced to 2 years probation and a $25,000 fine for lying to federal authorities about $30,000 in illegal campaign contributions. The 60-year-old former lawmaker resigned in March shortly after a California jury found him guilty of lying to FBI agents about the donations from a Nigerian billionaire. Fortenberry says he plans to appeal. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.